To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday. What's up, gentlemen?
Not much.
What's up?
Eventful day in sports yesterday. Lots happening. Baseball signings. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
Good college basketball games. Clemson's better. Either Clemson's just better than I thought, or they just had a good game. I don't know which one it is.
Probably both.
Like a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they're decent. Again, we haven't seen them all that much. Still need to see them play top competition. But BYU's a really good team. You know, and we were just talking about it. Like Florida, they've got four losses, but I think they're at least three of those losses are from top 10 teams. Right?
See, to me, that's what you say when you're not the defending national champs, though.
Yeah, but they're all, I mean, being the defending national champs, they still lost their best player. They lost a couple of them. But Walter Clayton Jr. getting drafted, that was the heart and soul of that team. So, yeah, I mean, look, I get that. But the thing I like is that early on in the season, they're not playing directional this, directional that, Southeast Missouri State. Mm-hmm. They're playing, you know, BYU. They're playing UConn. They're playing, like, all these.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I don't think I should be subjected to this abuse.
What?
Joe just said, turn the lights on. I can't see you.
Did you, Joe?
Joe just said that to me.
Didn't say that.
Yes, he absolutely said that.
Can you turn the lights on next to you?
Because I can't see you.
That's messed up. Here, hold on. Joe, let me see if I can help. Can you see him now? Is it working? Oh, he's not. Joe's apparently not in the mood.
No, he did not say the I can't see you part.
It'll be better when we had the producer's cam to get the look on his face when you say it. Like, are you kidding me?
Like what? I never said that. I did not say that. He sounded like Nolan on that one. I did not say that.
Can you see him now, though, Joe? Yeah, he said he's good.
Yeah. Big loss last night. Lost to the number 7 team in the country. 677-66, but proud of my girls. They showed up last night.
Like I was telling you earlier, we were talking about it. The fact that you play the number 7 team in the country and you have a game like that, it just lets you know that you can play with anybody in the country. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't say in the state. I didn't say in the county. I didn't say in the city. Whatever. You can play with anybody in the country, and that's got to be – I'm not saying you're better than this team, that team, whatever, but you know on any given tournament, like if they took the best teams, you could end up winning that thing.
Yeah. Kiki Scott, last night, my senior, 28 points, 13 rebounds. Good job, girl. Rhode Island bound. How'd you spend your evening, Edward? Excuse me. Nice sweater, by the way. Nice sweater. Is that cashmere?
I think so.
That's a nice sweater, man.
I'm pretty sure we're going to hear some Led Zeppelin a little bit.
I like plain, clean sweaters.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like it clean.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
Well, it looks very clean.
Does it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
As opposed to dirty?
Yeah.
That's not what we meant, but thank you.
Yeah. It was very clean.
What'd you do last night?
I went to a memorial, like a celebration for Tony Barksdale.
Yeah.
We had dinner last night at Captain James. It was nice, small, intimate, just about 10 people. His mom was there, his girlfriend,
good
family, and select friends. So it was nice. It really was. Just, you know how it is. We just told stories about him and laughed, and it was just a very, very nice evening.
I'm sure it was. It was a good friend of yours. You were a mentor to him. And I'm sure you...
his mom or something. Because somebody was saying something at the table. They were making fun of the mom. His mom's at the end of the table. She goes, be careful. That's his daddy right there. Talking, pointing to me.
Now, is that how... Did you respond to that person? Who was talking about Tony? Did you respond?
He was only kidding. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Everybody was playing. I thought you were friends.
I thought you would tell me how you got that bruise on your knuckle. I thought that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
I thought that's how you responded to the guy.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Did you hit somebody? I don't think we were supposed to bring that up, Rob. Why are you crying? You didn't hit anybody. It's okay.
Spot, right?
Yeah.
And then look.
See, he claims he didn't hit anybody, but Jeremy, what's my stance on most things the people say?
What?
I don't believe you.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
There's a wall somewhere that's crying. There's some guy that has a black eye somewhere.
Yeah, there's a story behind that knuckle. You don't just come in, oh, my knuckle's bleeding.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got like this.
Like, just, if I would have come in with a battered face, I was like, you should have seen the other guy's fist, because I didn't.
I know it looks bad, and I have a bad track record.
Yeah.
But.
And that's why I don't believe you. Okay, we'll make a deal.
Yes.
I won't ask you about it anymore, but you understand I don't believe you.
I understand.
That's right.
I wouldn't believe me either.
Did you hit a guy in the bathroom? Is that what happened? You hit a guy in the bathroom?
Jeremy, how'd you spend your Tuesday?
I was sweater shopping. Clean sweaters.
For clean sweater?
Yeah, the whole night. We were just looking at them.
I've been shopping with my son in North Carolina Saturday. That's where I got this.
I love it. I love how much... It means nothing to me.
And like, it's so funny because last night at this dinner, all we talked about was Tony and his clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
He wore nice clothes too?
Oh, he was worse than me. He was, he was worse than me and him combined.
Get out of here.
Oh, he got addicted to, you know, tailor-made suits and Chris Aaron made all his clothes.
A victim in your drive-by.
Yeah.
Well, you and I like clothes.
I'm over here watching a sporting event and you two fatties are talking about his suit and how his pocket square looks.
Because those are things important.
Nice one, man.
Thank you very much. This is a clean pocket square.
Yeah, it's very clean. Looks like you just washed it.
Wait a minute. We're going to rewind for a second. Because you glossed right over this.
What?
He went shopping for his son, but he came out with a sweater.
You know what? I did bury the headline.
You buried it. I went shopping for my son. Yeah. That's how I got this sweater.
Ed's over there singing Christmas songs. Jingle bell, this one's for me. Yeah, I like this song. Yeah. He got a down jacket. He got a sweater. He did all right.
Ed goes out shopping for his son, comes home with three bags, and then goes online and orders something for his kid.
How do you spell Amazon? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He said it, and I'm like, oh, waiting for you to say something. I'm like, how did you miss this?
That's fiance, a hurricane sweatshirt. Everybody did all right.
The is she a North Carolina fan?
Yeah, she's a native.
She's from there.
Yeah. She loves the U.
Yeah. They went to NC State. You don't talk about that. Oh. Yeah. No, they're all North Carolinians. And the hurricane, they're amazingly popular down there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you know, walk around town.
They're more popular than the Panthers.
You don't see any. You see occasional Panther stuff.
Why isn't
everyone's walking around? What?
Why isn't it Carolinians?
I don't know. I'm talking.
It's like Carolinians. You just changed the whole word.
Everybody's walking around in the hurricane stuff. It's kind of cool. And she went to the game Sunday for work. So,
man, she didn't switch. Wait a minute. Jeremy, you might be on to something.
I don't know why.
See that sweater right there? That's not a clean sweater.
Yeah, it's got lines.
Yeah.
What is that?
Wouldn't have told Ed nice sweater if he had that one on.
Ski sweater, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
Hmm.
Yeah, Carolinians. Carolinians.
We don't say Oregonians.
Oregonians?
Oregonians.
Oregon. Portland, Oregon. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. English language is stupid.
It isn't stupid?
Yeah.
It is for no stupid. Reason. That word is that word for no apparent reason. The Ravens signed a guard to the practice squad. As Fallout Lele days, are his days numbered? Well, hopefully. We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side. Birds matched out for Schwarber. He goes back to Philly. Reports are he didn't get more money. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go on the fan. Kyle Schwarber will return to Philadelphia. And the reports are Orioles offered the same thing Philly offered. Philly came back and said, hey, this is our final offer. Take it now. That's it. We're going to match what they offered. And he returned to Philadelphia. No surprise there.
No big surprise. Yeah.
When it's, you know, when you know, when I want to be here and you no longer make it about the money, it's, if from my understanding, or not from my understanding, from what I can recall, Jeremy, that's probably the biggest financial deal for a primary DH. Am I right? Can you think of a bigger deal for a primary
DH? No, because they wouldn't, I mean, even Nelson Cruz still played the outfield some, but like even
he wasn't making $30 million, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're talking about overall or for here?
In general.
I mean, what? I don't know
baseball,
what.
Baseball. I mean, you.
I don't know what the biggest contract Big Poppy got.
True. True. Did he get 30
But even then, I still don't think it's as big as this because it's not going to be per year. When you look at the length of those contracts.
This is because he's a pitcher as well.
Yeah. It's nice to hear that they were in on it and that they made a valiant effort. I know there's still going to be the talk of. Until they get something done, you know, I don't want this pee in my face and tell me it's raining type thing. Oh, yeah, they're in on everybody, but you don't come away with anything. Fans are still going to be mad. My thought process is that they're coming away not only with one starting pitcher, with two, and one of those major league hitters, even if it has to come from a trade. I was telling Ed today, like, there's a report that the Orioles are in on Edward Cabrera. And if you haven't seen Cabrera pitch, Cabrera has number one type stuff. The weird thing about him is when he's not getting his strikeouts, at times you'll watch him get knocked around.
Yeah, we saw him here last year.
He might get his soft contact. He's a really good pitcher. He's had some injury problems. So for a guy that has that type of team control, I think a Kobe Mayo would have to be moved for
2029?
Or Dylan Beavers. And again, I think the corresponding move is, do you get Kyle Tucker? Do you get Pete Alonso? Because whichever one you get, I think the other one's getting traded.
The most David Ortiz ever made in a year, $16 million.
See,
This is the biggest contract for a pure DH.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Did you read that? I just looked it up. I didn't.
They had Ohtani's, you know, number one, but he's a pitcher. Then he plays the, you know.
The question.
And then Stanton had a long term deal, but not as much per year.
The question just kind of dawned on me today. I'm like, wait a minute, he's a DH. Mm-hmm. What DH has ever got $30 million a year?
Yeah.
How about the Phillies just waiting back in the cut? Like, go ahead. What's your top? Okay, we'll match it.
Well, I like that because they're not outbidding themselves.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let somebody else show that they want you, and then we'll want you as much.
The best thing about all this is, did you guys see that the Pirates offered Schwarber a contract?
Yeah.
It was like 4 years, $120 million. No, 4 years, $120 million. And then somebody had a banner put up says, "We offered Schwarber a contract." Yeah, it's like that's what you were celebrating, is that they actually offered something and not got something.
I heard Cincinnati wasn't even close.
No, they were five for 125.
What are you doing?
And here's the best part about
what are you doing?
Cincinnati said, "If we don't get Schwarber, we're not going after anything else because we thought Schwarber would sell tickets because he's a hometown kid."
Wow. So you thought he would come to a team that hadn't been in the World Series since 1990?
Yeah.
Now you got
Jose Rio.
I don't think they've been relevant since then, really.
Yeah.
The old record was held by Yordan Alvarez.
But even he plays the field too.
Well,
yeah, he's. But they said he was the only other one. The former record was him, but the Astros.
I mean, I wonder if he would have.
He was getting 19.2 a year.
I wonder if he would have, I mean, maybe he's not playing in the field as much anymore because he got hurt. But again, I think there's, even Stanton. Stanton wasn't signed to be a DH. He's played right in the outfield. But yeah, like Kyle Schwarber, you put him out there only when you have to.
It says no true DH ever raked in a deal worth $20 million a year, let alone 30.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the Orioles were talking to Kyle Tucker yesterday, which is another good sign.
Yep.
The Padres had made a statement that they're in on like a huge deal that's going to make that Juan Soto trade look like nothing, which makes me believe that they could be trading Jackson Merrill after signing him, or Fernando Tatis, even though they said they wouldn't move him. Machado's another part of that, where it's like, hey, yeah, you got Machado. He's got a no-trade clause, but would he be willing to go to a certain team if you're talking about it? The story came out last night about Tarik Skubal possibly going to the Dodgers in some sort of huge trade, and then the only thing that's holding that up is that Skubal has to sign a contract extension. Now, all this is just rumors and hearsay, but it's coming from legitimate sources.
Dodgers got Edwin Diaz, didn't they?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you hear this? You hear why Edwin Diaz left?
20-something mil?
Yeah. Edwin Diaz was pissed off that they signed Devin Williams last year and didn't tell him they were signing him.
Oh.
So he was just like, screw it. And then I read something yesterday.
That who signed Devin Williams?
The Mets.
Oh, you said last year. You mean, okay.
Again, signing Devin Williams, it pissed him off because he's like, well, why? Like, I'm here. So, all right, I'll just go elsewhere then.
Yeah.
There was something I read too, and it's from a legitimate outlet. So I'm assuming it's true about the Mets have to maintain like 29% Latin ball players on their 40-man roster, or Juan Soto can opt out. Doesn't that sound stupid and like unbelievable?
Yeah.
I saw it from two different publications.
It sounds stupid, but not unbelievable.
I saw two publications that had that.
Really?
Yep. I mean, I'll try
so
to find.
So they have order to go get another one.
You're gonna racial quota on a baseball team.
I read it, and again, this came from a reporter that had like 13 some thousand followers. He covers the team for whatever publication up there in New York.
So 29%, huh?
That's what it was.
Well, that's what baseball is now. Anyway,
around here is only me and Cordell. Let me see if I can next.
Just run everything.
It's like, Jesus. By the way, Kyle Schwarber played a total of 66 innings in the outfield last year.
Yeah,
8 games. Started all 8. Only completed 4 of them. Hey, Kyle, come on in, man. Come on in. He had 17 chances.
I, you know what's funny is like thinking about him out there, because I remember when he came up as a catcher.
Yep.
And then they moved him to the outfield, and then he was even worse out there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, hey, don't bring your glove. But man, I got to be honest, if the Orioles, any one of those guys, like we keep talking about it, it's like, man, Schwarber just hits these bombs. But what do you think Pete Alonso does? He was hitting in one of the biggest ballparks in all of baseball, and there's like 3 pitcher's parks in the NL East.
And I love the fact that he learned to go opposite field now. It started in, what, last year's playoffs, 2024?
Mm-hmm.
He started going oppo.
Oppo boppo.
That's right. Now he's getting it done. I would love it. I love to see him here, Pete Alonso.
Oh,
Pete Alonso or Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker right now is my number one. That Schwarber's gone. But I'd love to see Alonso as well.
Here, New York Mets senior beat writer for the National Enquirer is what it says here.
The Enquirer?
The Enquirer? I don't know if that's legit.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me find the other one.
Yeah.
They have a beat writer at the Enquirer for the Mets?
That's not the guy I found last night. Hold on.
National Enquirer. Well, the National Enquirer said.
I think that's a beat writer from The Onion.
Hold on. We're going to find this.
I thought he said it was legit.
Yeah.
I said it was.
You acquire the Onion and the Babylon Bee all there by the story.
No, it says right here, Bat Boy. Oh, it wasn't a Bat Boy for a baseball team. It was actual Bat Boy. The boy that was half bat.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I'm going to find this. Or I'm just going to leave.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. In your daily line, I want you to put the odds on that being real. I'm going with the under.
By the way, the percentages keep going down the longer this thing goes on.
So it's below the Major League Baseball average.
It ain't real.
In his contract, it's going to be fewer than 29%.
At least it didn't say he had to have less than 30% of another race.
Jeremy, it says this guy's won 3 Pulitzer Prizes.
See, that's why you can believe it, right? Which guy are you looking at?
His name is Mark Gooden.
Too Gooden.
It's Dwight Gooden's son.
The National Enquirer has 340 followers. It's not real.
It could be. It's on the internet, Joe. Don't be naive.
You know what it's
about. So he's won 3 Pulitzer Prizes.
Do you have any Nobels?
This reminds me. We're giving out shovels at 7:15. But on the other side,
what other dominoes
will fall today at baseball's winter meetings? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show Art of Fame.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Real quick topic here. Do you remember Kingpin Frank Matthews?
Yeah.
They said authorities have officially ended the search for him.
Oh. Yeah.
Since 1973?
I would say he'd have to be like 90-something years old.
Yeah, they ended that search.
Yeah, that's good.
I saw that in the choir.
Oh, did you?
Is it true?
No, it wasn't the Enquirer. It was on Hot 97's website.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it on Weekend Update.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Saturday Live?
Yeah.
The Daily Beagle.
I think it was Yost. Or I don't know, it was Michael Che or I forget who it was.
You guys laugh?
Yeah.
But like, I am too, by the way. You guys laugh, but like, there's so many headlines that are true that are online right now that you would read and go, oh my God, that didn't happen. And you're like, oh, this is the world we live in now.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is true.
It's funny that we're asking what dominoes will fall next at the winter meetings. And I looked up on the screen near the monitor behind you, MLB TV. You know what question they asked?
What
dominoes will fall next with winter meetings? And that's my question. What happens next? Is there, okay, Ed, will there be a big trade? or signing of a big free agent next, in your opinion?
Yes.
Well, I think free agent, because there's a couple of big ones out there.
So
we're talking about Tucker and Alonzo. Those are big names.
I think that the dominoes start to fall after, because like there are teams, I believe, and I think the Orioles are one of them, that it's like if we get this, then we do this, this, yeah. and this. If we get this,
well, that's
then
why
we
I do think the free agency comes first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not making a trade unless you've signed the guy that you like. For example, the Orioles aren't trading Kobe Mayo to go get Cabrera if they don't know that they have like Alonzo in the fold, right?
Right.
It's not like you don't have another first baseman. I mean, they technically could do that, but I don't think they would. You're not just looking to move a guy for the sake of moving him because you got plenty of control.
I don't know enough to say that they would, but I think they absolutely could. If that was there. Because they have so many other options. If they were able to make a move before signing someone, that would be the move they could make because they have so many options at that position.
Is it impossible for Detroit to re-sign Scooble? Does he not want to be there? Do they not
I think he doesn't want to be there. I think it's more of that.
Why?
I just don't. Like, you have arguably the best pitcher in baseball, right? And then you just finally had some success getting to the postseason,
right.
And people were talking about you.
No disrespect, because we're in Baltimore. No disrespect, but if you're the number one pitcher in baseball, why would you want to stay in Detroit? Wouldn't you want to go someplace that you know could win? I don't think.
I think Detroit's showing you now. Detroit's they're not willing to pay you.
I think
they're
not contender, but I think when you can go places like L.A., the Mets. The Yankees, that's his oyster right there. I mean, why stay here and help when I can go there and get it done?
I think that's how everybody feels. Like, Gunnar Henderson's not staying here; he's going to go to one of those teams. So then we could say the same thing about Baltimore until they start to show that they're spending money. But for me, the Detroit thing is like you finally got back to that. Your football team's back. Your baseball team's back. Right? All right, how's the hockey team doing, Ed? Red Wings?
Yeah, they were first place.
Okay. Pistons, first place.
No, that's right. Yes.
Like Detroit has everything going for him now, and it's like, yeah, but this best pitcher. And again, if he's told them he doesn't want to remain there, then I totally get it. I just don't. I haven't heard that.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Lou in Edgewood. Lou.
Hey, guys. I don't know what was just playing, but they were talking about Sean Combs.
Puffy?
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, man. I don't know what was just on my phone. But anyways, listen, about where
it might, be it something underneath just, you. You may have to wipe out some of the
cross signal or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
no Diddy.
So the winter meetings, man. Listen, I'm a huge Oriole fan. I love the offseason. Just all the imaginary stuff that you get, the names on the paper and all that stuff. But anyways, Mitch Keller and the gentleman from Washington, the pitcher Gore?
Yes.
Mackenzie Gore?
Yes.
I know that both teams are up for discussions about both those players. They're open to talks or maybe possibly trading them. I really, really would like to kick the tires on either or of those gentlemen. I don't think they would break the bank, and I think they would be very serviceable, very quality.
I love
for what we're
Gore.
Looking for.
But the two guys, you said Gore, and who's the other one?
Mitch Keller.
Mitch Keller from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Both of those are trades. So, like, you're trading for, and the Pirates have already talked about, they have a very good young core of pitchers.
Well, we couldn't sign Kyle Schwarber, so we may as well trade Mitch Keller.
That was the Pirates. The Pirates did just finally, they paid somebody $7.5 million. Was it Soto?
Security guard that was whipping the guy with the belt?
I think so. But no, this is what he's talking about. There's viable things with Mackenzie Gore. For the Yankees are in on that. Mm-hmm. They want to, like, as soon as Gore's name gets brought up, you get an upper echelon power lefty who's young and under control for, mm-hmm. Another 2 years, I believe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to give up something of value. The Orioles clearly have that. I think they're signing a pitcher and trading for Cabrera and then signing one of those two bats.
So that's the answer to getting two pitchers.
I think so.
Signing and trading for.
Yep. I think you sign one, you trade for the other one. Mm-hmm. And then the people you end up trading depend on whether you sign the outfielder or the first baseman.
And Gore is arbitration eligible for 2026, free agent 2028.
So
two more years.
Yeah.
Why can't Skeens come out of Pittsburgh?
Wait, can he?
They're not going to do anything. They're not going to help him win or anything. Well, he's going to waste his career.
Well, they're going to use it as much as they can.
Yeah, because I'm going to sell some tickets.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell tickets as long as I can. I'm not a He's not a free agent until 2030.
I mean, that's an unserious ball club, though.
It's 4 years. You got 4 years. Get them, sell tickets for 2 more years and trade them. Because if you have 2 years control when you trade them, you can get a king's ransom.
Oh, for sure.
That's why it's hilarious when people talked about that. We made an offer to someone. It didn't matter. They didn't get it. It's like we actually were. Our name was on the screen.
Well, that was here in Baltimore. That used to be here, yeah.
But again, like the Orioles at least have signed players. They don't sign anyone in Pittsburgh, especially free agents. Again, Ivan Nova was the biggest free agent contract they've had. What was that, 2016? 2 years? They just don't sign free agents.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I agree. I think the next move is a free agent signing. That's the next domino to fall. But I think we'll get here till Thursday, winter meetings, and Thursday afternoon.
I think something GMs gets done before
up.
Thursday.
Some GMs are meeting up, man. Well, something's going to happen.
If you're watching any outlet talking about this, whether it's MLB Network, if you're on social media, you're watching some of these podcasts. I know Ryan Ripken's down there. Every single person they've talked to have said the Orioles have been in on everyone. Like, they've made offers. They've been one of the teams making the largest offer. We've seen that now with Schwarber. For the people that were bitching about ownership, they'll never do anything. And again, we still haven't done anything. I can't wait to tell those people to shut up because it's so stupid. It's not the Angeloses anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. You know, when you have an owner saying, look, man, we ain't broke.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about? I don't know. We're not broke. When he's telling you that, we're not strapped. We're good.
Over there wiping his eyes with 20s as he's crying.
Throwing it out to the masses, you know, making it rain. We ain't broke. When you have an owner doing that, then I tend to believe him. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, who's also in Orlando, will join us today at 7:30. But on the other side, the Ravens signed guard Laken Tomlinson to their practice squad. What does that mean for Filele? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:46 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Hump Day Wednesday. We is just moving right along. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. That's like being at an Orioles game. And you say, man, this game is moving quickly. And you hear Palmer and Ben McDonald cuss you out in your ear. Because that means it's about to come to a screeching halt. The week is moving along quickly. And the Ravens have a signing. They signed former first round draft pick, Laken Tomlinson. Laken was drafted in the first round, pick number 28 by the Detroit Lions back in 2015. He's a one-time Pro Bowler. He made it to the Pro Bowl back in 2021 with the San Francisco 49ers. He's 33 years old. He played in 10 games this year for the Houston Texans, started in 7. Is he a better option, in your opinion, Jeremy, than Filele?
I mean, I don't know, but like, feels like anything's going to be a better option than him. I was talking to some people yesterday, and it's just weird talking about a guy that when he's bad, he's unbelievably bad, like an eyesore. Like, be like watching guys in the NBA shoot air balls every time down the floor.
Yeah.
You know, like, to see him whiff on a player that's right in front of him. As I said before, this isn't a tackle that's outside where a guy can go wide nine and
inside,
line up.
Yeah.
Like, you've got somebody standing right in front of you. Get your hands on him. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I can't sit here and look, there's a guy that's on the waiver wire out there that's been sitting for a while in Tomlinson, and I know some teams have picked him up, kicked the tires on him. I don't know if he's better sitting out there.
But Houston did more than kick the tires. He started 7 games for them.
But there's a reason why he's free right now.
I'm not, yeah.
They don't have a good offensive line.
Oh, see, hit me out. I didn't ask, was he good? I said, was he better than Filele? I didn't ask, was he good?
Yeah. Do you want nausea or diarrhea?
Yeah.
Why don't we have both?
Ed, we've been hearing from Harbaugh, him defend Filele for weeks, months.
Yeah.
And then they go out and make this signing. So do you believe his defense of Filele now?
No.
Did you ever?
No, but
I don't believe
this is what they do. It's just, you know, defend guys, and then they're gone. Like, what? I mean, unless you're the Rams, you don't actually criticize people working for you. Remember they did that to Goff?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got rid of his butt.
Yeah. He's our quarterback as of today.
What?
Wow.
Nice.
That's nice.
We believe in you.
Until we get that future Hall of Famer to replace you. I think this is the Ravens' a desperation move, but a good desperate. Some moves of desperation are good. They're desperate to find someone to play that position that's better than the guy playing that position now. Even if they had to go out and go get a 33-year-old who was recently cut from a team that needed offensive line help. I'm okay with that. Let's see what this guy can do. You cut someone who's of insignificance to you. Let's see what he can do. If he's better, great. And that's a good stopgap. Let's go ahead and keep plugging the dike. You know what I mean? Put a little, do what you got to do to get out of the season.
I mean, look, the problem is, like, when you're talking about bringing in somebody, are they better than Filele? It's like, I have no idea. Like, there's never a time that you, at the end of the year, you go, man, we really need this. Oh, my God, it's sitting right on my front doorstep. You know, like, I don't know if he comes in. And again, talking about him, you said he started 7 games for Houston. Houston's offensive line was horrendous, and they cut him. So I can't sit here and tell you it's a better option.
I got no car. Got none at all. My neighbor gave me a hoopty. I mean, it's nasty. It's nothing that I would probably buy if I had the money to buy a car, but I got no car. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive that hoopty.
You already have a hoopty.
And it's better than not having one.
You have 2 hoopties. What you doing with 2 hoopties? You acting like you don't have the other hoopty just because you want this new hoopty. Why do I keep saying hoopty?
We just saw it on a bona fide website.
In the National Enquirer.
But I think that's where they are right now, man. I mean, yeah, is it a hoopty? Yeah, but it's you got none right now. Daniel Falele is often like having no offensive lineman in front of him. He's whiffing. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday, guys.
Same to you.
Same to you, buddy.
Can the Ravens pressure Joe Burrow and hold up against the Bengals receivers? And you guys have a wonderful day, and Ed, I'll see you tonight.
Ah, great. I'll see you tonight.
Normally, when people ask can, we respond with they can, but I don't think they will.
Mount Washington toy drive tonight, by the way.
I don't think the Ravens can get to Joe Burrow. I don't think they can. If they could, they would have been doing it already. They haven't gotten to anybody.
But honestly, I don't think
they went through a whole game with one quarterback hit.
They couldn't get to a guy with a steel shank in his cleats or a 42-year-old quarterback.
I don't think you have to get to him if you play your offense right.
Well, that's a different question. You know, you go that way, but to answer his question, no, they can't get to him. Yeah, I mean, if they can't score 14 points either, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can score 14, just don't stop at 14. Keep going. They've been awful in every capacity. Name something they haven't been awful at in the last month. They've been bad at special teams.
Punting.
At times.
Punting.
At times. Punting. 51 yards. 51 yards a punt, man. That's right. Yes. You know, hey, Jeremy, you know I'm desperate when I start glorifying the punter.
Yeah, nice gam, Stout.
Oh, my gosh. Dude is averaging 51 yards. Averaging 51 yards a punt. That's normally like people's season high. There's a season high of 51 yards. No, nah, man, I kicked the ball 49 yards. I'm under my average. That's a bad boy.
Mm.
Don't hate. Don't hate Jordan Stout.
Well, you asked.
That's my MVP. That's like your Cole Irvin. What? Only my MVP actually produced.
Mine did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, yours was just. Mine came out and started every fifth day. Your guy comes out when we can't get anything right on third down. That's when he comes out.
But my guy suits up and plays every game.
But that nobody wants your guy to play because if your guy's playing, it ain't a good day.
It could be.
Yeah.
He makes it a good day because
no,
by bad field position, he releases one and flips the field.
I love that you're
and
saying
he gets
that.
Cheered.
As soon as one goes off the side of his foot, he's like, get rid of that some. That's all you guys. No respect for the special teams. None. By the way, did you really, like, I'm sitting over here. Ed gets a package in the mail, and he's over here going through his panties during the commercial break. Did you see that? He was going through all his different panties.
Ed got the Tommy John drawers, man.
Yeah.
Listen, if you are in search of underwear or want a good Christmas gift, the Tommy John drawers are the place to go, man.
They are the best.
They're the way to go.
The best, Jerry.
The best. Don't Ed about 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
He hooked.
I'm not hungry. Soup's not dinner, Jerry.
They were just 50% off of Black Friday.
Mm.
Well, that's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You got men's underwear half off?
Yeah.
Why don't you take them all the way off there, Chief?
You crack yourself up.
His panties. Crack himself up. I read a report from the National Enquirer. If I can't laugh at myself, what am I going to do?
They have the best fly in the underwear world.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's easy to get into?
Yes.
Or out of?
Both.
It also holds it in place.
Yep.
I already told you, mine's just perched up on the on my balls.
On the boulders there?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cold outside, it's just sitting there. Hey, what's going on? No, nothing, just keep it down. I'm not cold anymore. Yeah. Well, why didn't you grow? I don't know. Anyway.
The man gave us a report from the National Enquirer's beat writer, folks. If you just tuned in, Jeremy Kahn gave us a report that he said was legit from the National Enquirer beat writer. Joe, in the meanwhile, is in my ear. It's not true. It's not, Rob. It's not true.
Joe, how many Pulitzers did this guy win?
Three.
Robert Frost had four, so he's almost there.
Wow. He's almost there.
Well, it is.
Faulkner had three also.
How many followers did they have on Twitter? Did you say?
Yeah, how many does Robert Frost have?
The National Enquirer, 340.
No, 340.
That person that tweeted it has like 13,000.
Yeah, three Pulitzer Prizes. They're bots. They're bots. All his followers are bots.
It was spelled N-O-B-E-L-L.
How many followers?
13,000.
There are 13,000 people falling for the same crap you fell for.
I'm going to retweet it to see if somebody else will go after it.
410-583-1057. Jacob Calvin Myers in Orlando. He'll join us at 7:30. But on the other side, is gutting turnovers enough this time around to beat the Cincinnati Bengals? Is that the answer? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.